Okay.
Yeah.
Non-answer.
Trying to answer you
the
now.
The American people deserve a straight answer.
No.
Biden said twice in the debate last week.
So if it was legalized all throughout the country and medicinal, would you, you know, do it?
Listen, again? I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
First, after. So my point is...
How do you define what you hear?
I appreciate you being here on New Day.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though. So you don't mean it.
Holy smokes, I just had a nightmare. thanks for waking me up, Seth.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, that was a nightmare. Whew. I got to quit snoozing at the studio.
I know, right? You had a weird nightmare there, Bill. There was like going
on.
Yeah,
I don't know what was going on. Ooh. Anyways, it's time for the Real BS Show.
That's right.
Boy, what a week, huh?
Yeah, very weak, you know?
Jeez, oh man. So, I guess Trump's got his hands full.
Yeah.
He's got to clean up this mess that's been going on for 4 years.
I think the big part is he isn't bringing neocons in, so that's going to be a big help.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just wish him luck. That's all. I hope he gets it straightened out.
There's some news now that Hamas is calling for end of war.
Hamas?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, like instantly right after this election, you know.
That's what happened with Reagan. When he won, Iran gave us back our hostages.
Right. Yeah.
Bingo, right away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Can't do any worse than what they've been doing, that's for sure.
No. Whew. No.
Just so they stop killing each other. That's what counts.
I think that's the most important part is war is stupid. And when you have foreign aggressors happening with another country, you know, I believe in the right defense, but, you know, when it comes to aggressive action, I don't agree with. And that's probably where most of the public is, you know, they're not worried about these wars overseas. They're not, you know, they're more worried about what's happening in their own home, not making enough money. And, you know, I've been reading and watching a lot of Democrats being introspective about this. And maybe it's a time for everyone to be introspective. Why did he win the popular vote? Why did the Senate go to the Republicans? Why is the House most likely going to go to Republicans? Why did the L.A. District Attorney lose the election in the most progressive city in the United States?
Huh.
And the one that won it was, you know, a former federal prosecutor. I think, you know, some of the introspective ones is that there's a elitist view in a lot of the Democratic view that they know what's best and that the working class doesn't know what is best, and that's not the right way of going about it. And that's what this vote was for.
It'd be kind of nice if everybody would follow the law.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you shoplift, you get caught, boom.
Yeah.
You don't get let go.
It's kind of a tragic thing to sit there and see people not really realize what's going on. Why did Trump win the most Latino vote ever? The Latinos and blacks came out for him.
I think they're sick of it. They're sick of what's going on. Nobody's safe. So.
Yeah, let's play some music now.
Yeah, well, you're in charge here. You got the steering wheel.
Yeah.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate.
took her home to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all.
Show a few days after the election, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Well, yeah.
I remember when Hillary lost to Trump. Boy, the Democrats were just whining and crying and belly aching. And
I didn't see you crying when Biden won.
Well, when Biden won?
Yeah.
Oh, I was miserable, but I didn't. Yeah. It was no big deal. We stuck with him for 4 years. Yeah. The end of 4 years, we'll pick up the pieces and try it again.
So you didn't get on TikTok or Facebook?
No,
or,
I know how stupid America is.
Yeah.
We're so friggin' stupid that who knows? I mean, we almost elected a kindergarten teacher there. Yeah. What's her name? Harris?
Yeah.
Whew. I mean, jeez. Well, I guess it wasn't almost. Trump worked awful hard. I mean, geez.
Did you know that
now we got Hitler running the show.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know that Harris spent 3-1 ratio what Trump spent?
Yeah, she spent a lot of money, but she just didn't have it, you know. Yeah. Just,
and, you know, I don't think, you know, there's people saying, oh, it's sexism or racism, and I disagree with that. If you look at the concerns and you listen to a lot of the people that are actually being introspective how Trump won the popular vote, and he had more Hispanic voters, or something like 47% of Hispanic voters, Latinos voted for him. I mean, that's crazy. 41, I think it was.
I mean, I wouldn't vote for Harris for dog catcher. But, I mean, you know,
there's reality.
Can she chop wood? No. Okay, so that's it. She's done.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
out. Can Hillary Clinton? No. Yeah. Well, she's done. She's out. You know, they ain't worked a day in their life.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, she was a lawyer, but, you know, we know about lawyers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all we need is another lawyer.
Yeah.
He's...
You know, I have nothing against lawyers. Just
I do.
We have a. I agree with you. There's some issues. There's some bad lawyers out there. It's just like there's some bad cops, but not all lawyers are bad. You know, I think also we have to look at what the concerns were in America. It wasn't. You know, the big one was economy. That was the number one concern. It dwarfed everything else.
Well, it always is.
And the economy was the main concern. It was something like 50% of Americans were super concerned about the economy, and you know, when you look at the numbers, that's just you know, the people should be paying attention to that. There are some things that the Democrats could have done to beat Trump, and they didn't do it. They didn't stress the things enough to Americans.
Would they do good?
No, they could have done better, is what I'm saying. They need to field better candidates. You know, you look at Biden, you know, he was a career politician for years and lied through his teeth left and right and voted in was it the 95 crime bill, I believe it, or 98 crime bill?
The Biden bill.
Yeah, and, you know, people ignore that. He put all these people into prison that didn't deserve to be put into prison, let's say. And he was very tough on crime, and now you magically voted him after all these, you know, police brutality protests. They voted him in. He's the one that made the mess, and they voted him in. I didn't get that. That, to me, it's the most absurd part about this is they voted in the person they didn't that made the mess to protest against Trump, who didn't make these laws. You know, because he says mean things, and I'm, you know, I'm not, you know.
It's so stupid.
I'm just confused by it. I'm just confused about it. And same thing with Harris, too. She's like she kept people past their release date.
Well, they had forest fires to fight out there.
Yeah,
they needed some free help.
Yeah, slave labor, you mean.
Yeah.
Because that's under, you know, the 13th Amendment. It abolishes slavery except for where you're convicted of a crime. But these guys had release dates. It was 1,500 men were kept past the release date to fight forest fires. And there was tons of times where she ignored evidence that would have made people innocent, and she continued to pursue it. She was a horrible prosecutor in many regards that most Democratic voters wouldn't vote for, and she didn't win a primary. I think Americans didn't like that part either.
I don't know about all that. I just think she's a whack job.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know.
Cackling communist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, her father was a communist. You know, I knew a lot of people.
She grew up in Canada. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. No.
That's news to me.
She spent a lot of time in Canada, and then she went to, where'd she go to school?
San Francisco.
I forget.
Yeah.
No, it was a place on the East Coast she went to school.
She was there for her.
George Soros paid for most of it.
Yeah. She was there for her party, the campaign, the election party. And then she went home, told her people to go home. I'll talk in the morning. She knew then.
Oh, yeah, that's where she went to school, Howard University in Washington there.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I don't care. You know, I really don't care.
Neither do I.
Just stop doing all this stupid stuff. I mean,
it's...
You know, FEMA runs out of money because they spend it all on immigrants.
Yeah.
When what it's really for, they couldn't help. No. They couldn't help the North Carolina.
I think there's better ways of handling the whole thing. But, you know, even you look at L.A., one of the most progressive cities on earth, and I truly mean that. There's not, you know, even Europe doesn't compare. They had the L.A. District Attorney lose his position. He got voted out.
Good.
That's crazy. That's the most craziest thing I can imagine. This is a very weird time. I never pictured 2024 to go like this. And then you have Ron Paul, you have Thomas Massie, you have Elon Musk all getting together. I think it was Thomas Massie who was recently picked for Department of Agriculture, and Elon Musk is going to head the supposed Government Efficiency Board, where they're going to cut spending, which is important. And Ron Paul's going to be part of it. He was tapped on the shoulder by the Trump administration. So that's a very, I mean, Ron Paul's my hero. You know, I you know, he's,
well, maybe they'll do away with the Fed. The Federal Reserve.
Yeah. That would be hilarious if they put him in charge of it. They'd be like,
I don't think they can. The bankers run this country. So
to a point. The position does get appointed, though, by the president. See, this is one of the things, too. The Supreme Court ruled, it was about maybe a year ago, 8 months ago, that these agencies cannot be making laws. That's Congress that's supposed to be making laws. So the FCC shouldn't be making laws. The Congress should make the laws. They can suggest laws. Like, the agencies can suggest laws to Congress, but they shouldn't be making laws. And that's one of my problems is you have the FCC or you have the Department of Agriculture, you know, like FDA or you have the EPA making laws, and Congress has no say in it. And that's not supposed to be how this whole country works. We elect people and they make the laws to the legislator. These agencies are unelected officials making laws is very wrong. I mean, it don't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. You should see where there's a problem with this. And there's a lot of regulatory capture. I'll go from the argument of a Democrat, okay? I'm not a Democrat, but I'm going to go there. You have the regulatory capture of companies taking over these agencies and making laws that benefit big business. See, there you go. See, that's
well, right. You know what? I wish they would just make a gas can that you could pour the gas out of into your lawnmower without 19 spilling yards everywhere. of all this goofball crap.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
You just got to take the lid off and just pour it out of the can without that goofed up nozzle.
I know what you're talking about because I was filling the
college educated nut job made that.
Yeah, I was filling the lawnmower up and I'm like trying to like push down on it and all of a sudden it just sprays everywhere. I'm like covered in gas. And I'm starting to think, this is great.
Just ridiculous. Yeah, you know, some EPA law or something.
How about this one? This is one that's minor. This is like so insignificant that doesn't really affect anything, but it annoys the hell out of me. And it's because of the power regulations. You know, people are dealing with, you know, you have to turn devices off if you're not using them after a while, right? That kind of ruling. So you're saving power, you're saving the environment, which is all grand and dandy. But I have a sound bar that sits in front of my computer that powers off. It doesn't have sound for like 5 minutes. Do you know how annoying that is? I have to sit there and put power on. It takes like 20 seconds to boot up. I just want the thing to stay on. You know, yeah, I don't want it to have to turn it on every. And it's like a minor thing to me. It's like I understand that. I have solar panels, I have windmill, I have batteries. You know what I'm saying? I have all these things to save the environment. But guess what? I just want the dang sound bar to stay on. That's all I care about. And that may seem insignificant, but it's annoying to me because then I have to turn it on and wait for like 5 seconds before 20 seconds or whatever it is to take to load up, and then finally I can play music or a video. That's all I want. I just want the thing to stay on.
Yeah.
On that note.
Yeah, on that happy note. Yeah, let's play some more tunes.
Yeah.
Got any more, what is it, 60s, 70s?
Oh, yes. Yeah, different music, yeah.
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 So the Real BS Show, we're back again.
Yeah.
You
know. Uh-oh, it's still beeping.
Yeah, it was a little bit there. They hung up finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's getting cold out, too. Kind of chilly.
It is.
We've been spoiled lately.
I know. It was like 77 degrees one day. I was like, I was blown away. I was out having a suntan.
The last couple of days have been super nice. I mean,
right.
Well, last week or two.
Right.
But we finally got some rain. The fire band is off.
Uh-oh.
I think. I don't know. I don't know if it's on or off, but it was... I get an alerts yesterday. Can't have no fires.
Yeah, there was a huge list of vegetation fires for Erie County and Crawford County in Pennsylvania. I was watching on Pulse Point all over the counties. The fire departments were out there stopping people from burning fires. Like must have been burning leaves or something, and must have been too dry or something. You know.
Yeah. Well, give them boys something to do.
So now we can burn things. Back in time to burn. You know.
Yeah.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah. I separate my trash so I can burn some of it. And,
right.
Yeah, once a month I give whatever that company is.
Trash service, yeah.
Yeah, whoever it is.
Mafia company, who knows?
Yeah, right. John Gotti's company.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, let's just play some music and I don't know.
We pick some tunes for people to listen to. There's meaning to each one.
Yeah.
You know, little things.
Lighten up the mood, I guess.
Kind of joke around, you know.
Yeah.
We're all about joking around. We're not being serious sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are.
Yeah, if you want to melt down, go ahead, do it.
Yeah. Just have
it. Who cares?
Just have it.
Yeah, it's your turn anyways.
It's okay. Yeah, you know, you can do it.
I melted down 4 years ago.
I didn't. I just like, it's a...
Yeah, I really didn't.
Yeah, I just didn't care. You know, it's like, eh.
Just reminded me how stupid our country is.
Yeah.
And it's not changed a whole lot.
No. I think it's not just our country.
We've got to get rid of that Casey Jr., Bob Casey. Boy.
I don't know why the Democrats keep
him
around.
I know him up close and personal. I tell you, he's the dumbest freaking guy I've ever bumped
into. People loved his father, and his father was very pro-life. And then Casey Jr., he's pro-life, too. I don't know why the Democrats keep him around.
That. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I'm actually shocked that the Democrats are okay with him. You know, but it is what it is. Point is, you know, sometimes we just need some new people.
Well, the next time you see him, ask him what time it is.
Yeah.
And he'll spend 2 hours telling you how to build a watch. And at the end of 2 hours, you still won't know what time it is. He doesn't answer anything. Never.
Yeah,
you look for speeches that he gives.
Yeah.
You don't know what the heck he's talking about or you know, it's just a rambling mess.
Yeah.
And I worked for his dad for a lot of time, and his dad was sharp. I didn't agree with everything, but he was sharp, and I mean, he could control a crowd big time and get right to the subjects and stuff. But Bob Casey Jr., forget it. What a waste of energy.
I think, you know, that's some modern politicians are like that. Other ones besides him that I can think of.
Yeah,
and that's on both sides of the aisle.
Sure,
you know,
there's
a bunch of bullshitters, you know? I mean,
yeah, that's... You got to be that to be a politician.
Yeah.
You got to be a liar and you know, just know how to talk a lot and not say anything.
Right.
You know, there you go. But I just hope he doesn't make it. It's close. I guess it's...
Right.
They're going to recount or something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably will. That's how the law is set up. You know, when you get it under a certain percentage, you have to do an automatic recount. It's that makes it keeps it fair. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Hanging Chads thing, you know?
You know, this McCormick guy that ran against him, he's a CEO of Bridgewater.
Yep.
And I don't know what Bridgewater is, but it sounds kind of neat.
Yep.
Sounds like a studio.
Yeah, they tried smearing him, saying that he didn't live in Pennsylvania, but he grew up in Pennsylvania. He has a house in Pennsylvania. And, yeah, sure, he has houses in other places, but he stays in Pennsylvania most of the time, you know. I just kind of, you know, and he's also former military. So, you know. What happened to back in the days when we used to actually debate the policies instead of trying to character smear? You know, debate the policies. That's what I want to hear. Debate the policies.
Well, you can't debate with Casey. He didn't know what the policies
That's
are.
Right.
He wants to give inmates free taxpayer-paid sex change operations. Yeah, yeah.
notice you didn't.
Him and Kamala both.
You know, I like what you just said there about the taxpayer part. You didn't say government-funded. You said taxpayer-funded. And that shows your true character there. You know the truth.
What is the government but nothing but taxpayers?
Thank you.
I mean, they don't have any other. They don't make any money. Steal it from everybody.
Exactly, at gunpoint. I think that's something we need to rephrase everything. No longer government-funded. That should be a banned word. That's the only thing. I believe in freedom of speech, but I'm going to correct everybody. When they say government-funded, I'm going to say taxpayer-funded right away. When they say government-funded, taxpayer-funded.
Government doesn't have any money. They steal it from you and back tax everything you got.
We're spending too much, and I've heard some people defend this countless inflation that it's actually a good thing, and I'm like, no, it's not. We have... Even though we didn't do as bad as like the European Union and some other countries, you know, China's, you know, or Russia's, their currency didn't do as well. Ours did decent, but it still sucked, you know, really bad, you know, and that's why people voted the way they did. And that's what we need to get to the basis of, that people need to learn to accept that there's a reason why he won the popular vote.
Well, we're a pretty stupid bunch over here in America, but when you go to Walmart and things are twice as expensive as they used to be, that tells you something, and that you know, who's in charge here? I don't want him no more.
But you factor in also that, you know, it wasn't just the material cost that went up, it was also the wages went up. You know, people forget about that. Yet they'll sit there and say it's just the greedy corporations. Okay, sure. Are they greedy when they lower their prices?
Greedy,
no.
Greedy everybody.
No, you know, I don't believe that. I don't buy this thing that companies are greedy. Employees wanted more money. And so everywhere that they wanted more wages, the prices are going to go up. It's just a simple economics. And if you can't understand that, then you shouldn't be probably voting. You really shouldn't. You should go study economics a little bit.
Yeah, let me give you a warning here. If you go to Oil City or Franklin, to the McDonald's in Oil City or Franklin, don't stop there. Go up to Titusville because the prices in Oil City and Franklin have gone up 33%.
Wow.
33. I couldn't believe it.
Is it more than Union Cities?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't remember what the price was. I
wonder who owns it.
It's franchise owned. I had a fit in Well, we're different franchises, and every place is different.
Right.
It's, oh, brother.
That's weird, yeah.
If I'd had a little more time, I just would have kept on driving, went to Titusville and got two cheeseburgers and a Coke.
I got to tell you something. I went to the Seneca Reservation, Salamanca, and I'm going to tell you what, that little town is very nice looking. They really, you know, did a really good job with that town. It looks really beautiful, and... Everything was so cheap there. I wonder why.
Well, something about the government's not allowed to.
Yeah.
Stick
no state
tax.
Yeah. And, I mean, they may have a small tax for the reservation.
Well, gas was cheaper.
Oh yeah, $2.99. Yeah. Yeah. Cheap as hell. Everything was cheap. And even McDonald's was cheap there. Their food was cheap. You know. And I didn't go to the casinos. We just were driving through. And it's just I like stopping there because the people are nice. They're very friendly. You know, talkative and. It's just a fun experience to go through there. It's like you're driving into a different country almost, but even though it's not.
You pretty much are.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's play some music and quit babbling. Quit BSing on this. Oh, wait a minute. This is a BS.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We're allowed to BS if we want to.
We'll throw another one in there.
My lips are getting tired. I got to take a break.
All right.
So this ain't the end, I saw Barracuda.
To blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell for one time he could have been the champion of the world. Everybody's lying there as bad as sea. And another man in Bella moving around mysteriously. Says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, for the middleweight crown, had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When the cops pull him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and time before that, in Patterson that's just the way things go. If you're black you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna drive ahead. Remember the murder that
let you happen in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. How'd you like to play ball with a law? Think it might have been that fighter running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Father Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cop said a poor boy like you could use that break. We got you for the motel job and we're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never stood a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks, he was just a revolutionary bomb. Black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And they all went Jerry and Gray. Now all the criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name. Give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
That was Bob Dylan on the BS Show.
That's right.
In case you didn't know that.
That's a song that most people don't know.
Yeah, yeah, right. I didn't know that.
He's wrote a lot of songs. A lot of people have taken his songs and made music out of them, and people think they wrote that song, but he didn't. He actually was the writer.
Yeah, my doctor told I gave him a demo CD of the Too Dumb to Quit band, you know, this thing me and Steve got going. I gave him a demo CD, and he says, oh, Wagon Wheel. He said, Bob Dylan wrote that.
Yeah.
I said, oh, really?
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, well, that's Knocking on Heaven's Door. That's a Bob Dylan thing.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's two of them on here.
Right.
Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
I said, well, I guess you do know your Bob Dylans.
Yeah, he was a very talented writer, for sure.
The doctor told me I was perfect.
Yeah, you are perfect, Bill.
That's what he's told me. Yeah. I says, wait a minute. I says, you took my blood last time. I says, you don't never tell me nothing, you know. I said, you know, do I got some crazy disease or am I vitamin deficient or something? He says, no. He says, you're perfect. You're good to go. Yeah. I says, well.
Well, that no news is good news, they say, right?
Yeah, right. I says, well, that's the best news. Well, that at least he could have told me that. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
They never told me nothing before.
You know, there was a psychology study done that they found that when people know the name of the disease they have, they become more psychologically stable. Because when you don't know what it is, you're sick and you don't know what it is, that's disturbing. Because it's like, what is it? What is it? You start worrying.
Well, I told him, I said, if it's too bad, don't tell me. I don't want to know. You know, if I got pancreatic cancer or something,
right.
I don't even want to know.
So I'm one of those types that I did a DNA test, not because I doubt my parents, but for genealogy and health reasons, I wanted to know. And part of the one is I didn't do through 23andMe. I used a different one that's more secure, where it tells you you match up your chromosomes and whatnot and your genes up to what is known to cause Alzheimer's or dementia or heart disease or things like that. And I wanted to know all those things because, you know, you get half and half from both parents.
So now you're susceptible with six different diseases.
No, I'm actually, I'm not probably going to get Alzheimer's, but, you know, I do have, heart disease is something I have to keep an eye on for. So, and, you know, that confirmed it because my, you know, I have a family history on both sides of heart disease. And that's something that, you know, we have to watch out for, you know, and just knowing that stuff just knowing it makes me realize, okay, I need to focus on this, you know, and not trying to stay immortal. I recognize there'd be a death someday for me, but just knowing, so I'm not miserable.
I don't think any of us are going to get out of this alive.
No.
Sooner or later, it's gotta happen.
I think it was Walt Disney kept his head preserved for cryogenic. And, you know, the funny part is down the road, they'll keep on, like, discovering different ways of preventing, like, horrible diseases and cancers, but they'll never figure out how to reattach a head.
What are you, cryogenic, that's, don't they freeze you
or
something?
Yeah.
So I just thaw you out and give you a medicine and boom, you're ready to go.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think it works yet. No. I think it was sold to people that were foolish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of like
make some money.
It's kind of like funeral homes. You pay all that money for, you know, that person is dead that don't care about it. They're dead. You know, just have a simple funeral. Very simple.
I remember that. I went with my mom when my dad died. Right. And this guy's trying to sell her this 40-year guarantee that his coffin won't leak for 40 years.
Right.
And I said, Mom, what are you going to do? Crawl down there and check it? You know, see if there's moisture in his. I said, just get the $600 one, not the $7,000 one. Jeez, oh man.
Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong. I understand funeral directors and you have a business and you need to upsell. But
yeah, they definitely do that.
But.
And they're good at it too.
Yeah, of course. People are grieving. You know, to me, the simplest way is do it's called a direct cremation. It's the cheapest thing you can do, or donate your body to science. Get your body.
That's what my mom did. I said, Mom, who's going to want your body? Jeez, man.
And you know what they're going to do is you're going to take your mother's body and take it out to a field and blow it up for testing for weapons.
I don't know what they did. I think they froze her and then they just.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then they. Thaw her out and cut out a chunk and
test it.
I don't know.
See, you know, I sound morbid when I said that. It was like I'm being insensitive to your mother, but to me, it's like, you know, it's kind of crazy what they'll do. When you donate to science, it could be anything. Yeah. You know, I'd rather have my body thrown into a field on a landmine and see if there's a way of preventing a body from like a new Kevlar or something preventing a landmine. I'd rather have my body be done to that than sitting in the ground, you know?
What did my mom do? She donated herself to Lecom.
Yeah.
Lecom was the place that.
Yeah.
That's downtown area there.
Yeah, Lecom's a good company, a good organization. I support them.
I have no idea.
They've done a lot. They reopened up a rural health center in Union City, and they've done a lot of good things for the county. They're a good organization, you know, and it's all nonprofit, you know, they're a good organization. And that's what we need to be supporting. We need to be supporting these. Nonprofits that are doing really good things, and there's good doctors in that crew. My parents even go to that doctor right here in Union City. And you know, we need more of that, I think. You know, not the community health, no offense to them downtown area.
Well, I went to this oil valley whatever medical center in Titusville.
Yeah.
And the only reason I had one doctor there, and he was just awful.
Yeah.
Just terrible. He was kind of like the big shot at the place. And
right.
Then I heard this Dr. Whalen talking to one of his patients, and he was like, holy cow, that's the kind of, you know, somebody you can talk to and actually, you know, communicate with. And then I find out he's a Bob Dylan fan. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm switching. And they said, well, you can't switch in the same, you know. Well, some friends of mine knew some, you know, people that work there, and they, from a roundabout way, they got it switched.
There you go. Well, that's you know, I think that's important. You know, you should be able to communicate with your doctor and be able to have a conversation.
And Dr. Whalen tells me, he says, don't say all kinds of bad stuff about Dr. Loss, because he was my mentor. He started here. And I said, well, I don't like the guy, period. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll stop there. I said, I don't want to say anymore.
Yeah, I just, you know, I get that. 100%. You have to have a doctor that's able to communicate and especially be honest with you. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. There's too often now in society where the doctors are being pressured not to say things that, like, if someone's overweight, for instance, because of the quote-unquote fat phobia, that they can't say anything to them because they'll get so offended. But the reality is the truth is the truth. If you're overweight, that's not healthy. It's
man, I see some of these people in that waiting room. I would I would not want to be their doctor. Where do you start?
Right, oh, right. Geez. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to be a doctor. I mean, you think about the years they had to put in education to be, you know, all that time and then have to do an internship.
How we all kind of do stupid things to harm ourselves. Yeah. And then when something goes haywire, we run to the doctor and want him to fix us.
Or we go to the doctor and we're like, I have the flu. And it's like, go home. Stay home. You don't need to be.
Yeah, eat some chicken soup and in 10 days you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what your mother said to you, right? Yeah.
That's what that lady on Hollywood the Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies, yeah, that's funny.
She said, here, just eat this chicken soup and you'll be good. Yeah, 10 days from now, you'll be fine.
That's funny. But, you know, they spent all those years in education and then internship and all this money doing this and time doing really hard in school to study.
I can't imagine.
And then, and then to be told by somebody, you're being offensive for calling me fat.
Well, you are fat. You are.
Just... I don't know. Just, you know, I'm not saying you should always trust the doctors, but you should maybe listen a little bit. You know, maybe they're speaking some truth a little bit. You know, sometimes.
Oh, I wouldn't criticize them for calling you fat.
No,
I mean, if you are, you are.
But there's also another side of it. There's the science is always changing on things so quick, and you to stay up to date is the hard part. That's why you have to get a good doctor that actually keeps on studying, because sometimes they'll prescribe medication that is outdated, no longer supported anymore. And I'm not a doctor myself. I'm just stating that I'm in the medical field with my software. And it's like, I talk to doctors all the time, and they're sometimes blown away by some of the new medicine they don't even know about. It was out a year ago. And it has way less side effects. There's way less this and that. And it's more effective, and it's cheaper to make, and it's better for the patient. And then they're sitting there prescribing something that's 20 years ago that's longer. Like Prozac is not supposed to be prescribed anymore, but they're prescribing it still. Some doctors are. To me, that's absurd. Huh. But anywho.
Well, that doctor they sent me to at St. Vincent's, I mean, he did a lot of screwing around, but he didn't fix anything. And we're out, but he was a character to talk to.
Right.
I mean, whoa. And right. He just dropped F-bombs every which way. And we got out in the waiting room. It was pretty full. And I'm standing there, I don't know, paying my $30 or whatever it was. He says, real big and loud, he says, now remember, he says, stay off of that cocaine. He says, don't use no more of that cocaine. And I looked at him, I was like, you know, all these people were saying, I said, Doc, I'll make you a deal. You quit smoking cigars and I'll quit doing cocaine. How's that? We'll make a deal.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
He knew I had him. shoot. Let's play some music.
Yeah.
Let's see what that does.
I close my eyes, I slipped away. I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. Slipped away.
Santana, and this is the Real BS Show. That's and right. It's about time we say goodbye.
Yeah, adios. You're
probably sick of us by now, anyways.
Auf Wiedersehen, truce.
Yeah. Any last thoughts here before we take off?
Hey, you know, the world's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah, everybody quit fussing and fretting. You know, we made it through Biden, and so we're going to make it through Trump. And who knows who's next after him? I mean, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
But hopefully the world doesn't get blowed up.
I think, you know, we look
72 minutes and the whole world could be gone. One nuclear button pushed, boom.
Right.
Then everybody started shooting them.
You think about the positives. He didn't start any wars in his first term.
And who's that? Oh, Trump?
Trump, yeah. He didn't start any wars in his first term. And he had the Abrams Peace Accord, which was a massive peace accord. There's potential for good. You know, it's not that all bad, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't. I feel much more comfortable now than I did with Biden. I mean, he got 500,000 people killed in Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly.
Whew.
It's time.
All his fault.
It's time that we all just come to peace in this world and we start trade. You know, we need to have trade with each other and peace.
Yeah, listen to Ron Paul.
We need, exactly. Ron Paul's right. You know, listen to his Liberty Report when you get the chance. You know, the one where he talked about, it was like 23 or 28 minutes long. It was only a couple days ago. It was really, or a day ago. It was really good. You know, we have some good peace.
Yeah, I did. I must have done 20 or 30 of those Ron Paul sign waves or whatever up there on
I honked Street. At you the one time I on Peachtree. I drove by it. Yeah.
Across from Wegmans.
Yeah.
We stayed on the hill.
Yeah.
Freeze our buns off.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, we tried, but it didn't
He did grow the Liberty Movement, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people took to what he was saying, yeah.
Yeah, open some eyes up, that's what it is.
Yeah. So let's play a couple of tunes on our way out the door, and I guess we'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
We'll try it again. And
stay warm.
Stay warm. It's going to get cold. It's been super warm here lately,
but it was a heat wave, and now I have my jacket and flannel on, and I'm trying to stay warm.
Yeah, I should have wore a sweatshirt today.
Yeah. Ooh.
So anyways, goodbye. See you later. Stay healthy and, be good.
away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said the boys. You better let them. That jukebox in the corner.